evening and welcome to The Buck Stops Here. I'm Vishnu Shom, and on the program tonight, it's happened again. A passenger on an IndiGo flight, Aditya Narayan, the son of the Bollywood playback singer Udit Narayan, abused a woman staff member of IndiGo and the check-in counter, and then abused the duty manager. It's all been caught on cell phone video, which you're about to see, with Aditya Narayan clearly threatening the duty manager. Now, there are rules that prohibit such behavior. But in the end, IndiGo allowed this man to fly between Raipur and Mumbai yesterday after he apparently apologized. Take a look at this video as we look at the Indian air traveler. What gives anyone the right to be uncouth, rude, abusive and threatening to anyone on any airline? And are the government's new rules specific to its no-fly list strong enough?
Video I'm making with him. What did I use? I didn't not use. There are 10 people here that know that I started abusing you. When you said don't abuse, you have no right to abuse. I can say whatever I want to say, first of all. I can say, I know everybody was standing there. I know everybody was standing there. You are making this personal, buddy. You are making it personal. What? I was not abusing you initially. You understand? I was making a video with my friend, and I can say whatever I want. Here you go. Egoistic. Look at this guy's ego. This guy is going to behave. You're going to offload me. I'll see you in Bombay. Dekho, bhai, kabhi na kabhi to pahunchunga na main Bombay. Phir dekh lenge. Phir dekh lenge. Teri chaddi nahi utari na maine, to mera naam Aditya Narayan. You cannot use
these words. All right, well, you heard that abuse over there. This was the second instance of abuse that that passenger indulged in. Prior to that, he'd also, according to IndiGo, abused a woman off their ground personnel in that check-in area. Joining us now to look at this, the disgraceful behavior of that passenger and so many others, Parvez Damania, the former director of Kingfisher Airlines. Thanks very much for being with us. Sohail Seth with us as well is also Captain Mohan Ranganathan, the air safety expert. So, hey, let me come to you first. This happens all the time. You know, I reached out to IndiGo and I said, you know, why don't you try and come on this program? And they said, you know, we'd like to come. However, we'd probably have to end up coming each and every day. That's because this is one instance that's been caught on video. We face a situation like this each and every day, and apparently all airlines do. No matter what the rules are, Sohail, and I think you'd agree with me, the Indian air traveler remains disgraceful in his behavior.
That goes without a doubt. I mean, I was on a flight yesterday where this lady, supposedly educated, kept her goddamn mobile phone and she was watching some silly dance number in Hindi all through the flight. I had no issues with the language, but with the volume of that number. Having said that, I slightly have a different point of view, Vishnu, with IndiGo and with you in a manner of speaking. Mm-hmm. The problem is we allow these jokers to get away. The Aditya Narayans will escape today. They'll be the attention of media today. Nothing will happen to them. And you know, it's not about VIP racism any longer. It's about VIP entitlement, the lack of governmental action, and the cowardice of airlines. I find IndiGo to actually be an excuse monger when it says, oh, we'll have to come every day. Then come every day. Shame people. The tragedy is, if this incident hadn't been recorded on video, you and I and Parvez and Captain Ranganathan wouldn't be here discussing it. So the fault lies not with our stars, but in ourselves that we choose to be the way we are. Why are we not putting this joker on the no-fly list? Why is Ashok Gajpati Raju or Jayant Sinha not condemning this? Why are we not escalating it to the DGC and make sure that these people don't fly ever again? Why was he not arrested at the airport? Let him try this in Dallas. Let him try this in Chicago, in O'Hare. Let him try this in Atlanta and see what happens. These people behave well when they're abroad. They think they can get away with blue murder when they're here because they know nothing is going to happen. The nothing will happen to me syndrome, Vishnu, allows them to behave brazenly in a reprehensible manner time after time.
No, but Sohail, you know, there's an answer to your question.
These jokers need to be off the airports and off the aircraft.
There's an answer to your sure. question, and it reflects very poorly on our airlines. The reason airlines don't take action very often, even though their own personnel are insulted, is because if, for example, you file a police complaint, then these crew members will have to land up over and over again at the police station and pursue this entire issue.
Vishnu, that is no reason. That is no reason why the airline should look away.
But Mr. Damania, correct me if I'm wrong. This is what many airlines feel, which is why they don't pursue legal action.
Vishnu, it's completely wrong. The airline have to pursue legal action.
You see, the problem with
I agree.
Aircraft is a sensitive place. Why should they not pursue?
But they don't, and that's the problem.
Why did they not? No, I'm telling you, why did they not file police complaint? Why was this man not arrested?
Yep.
Who's Aditya Narayan? I have no idea.
Yep.
Everybody should, and I heard that he was supposed to pay 13,000 rupees. He refused to pay 13,000. He said, I want to pay 10,000. What basis is to be excused? I have no idea. What justifies this kind of behavior? And if he said he threatens the woman and he said, I'll strip her, these are very serious criminal offenses.
I'm going to read out the statement. I'm going to read out, Mr. Damania, the statement of Indigo, and then I'm going to come back to you in a second. No, I agree with you, Mr. Damania. I completely agree with you. But it has been said that many airlines don't pursue this because their staffers will end up going to court all the time.
No, that is no reason. That is tomorrow somebody will hit somebody, somebody will shoot somebody, and we will not pursue it.
But we live in a country, sadly, where people end up hitting people, as it has happened with that Shiv Sena MP, and that man is allowed back on Air India.
And I mean, it's pathetic. To the no-fly list.
Yeah, no, no.
In that case, the government of India intervened and said, put him back on the flight.
Okay, Sohail, go ahead.
Yeah, this guy keeps interrupting. Vishnu, I just want to make 3 points without being interrupted by a good old Parvez. Point number one. Airport security and aircraft security is different from any other form of security the world over. So if they have to amend the laws, if they have to amend reporting to police stations, the form of arrest, they need to do it right now. Number two, there can be no excuse, oh, that my cabin crew will have to keep coming back. What value do you ascribe to your staff then? What kind of a human resource led organization are you if you say, oh, insult my people, but I don't want to be inconvenient, so keep insulting them, and people will keep insulting them. Number three, and I want to make this point with grave responsibility. It takes two to tango. The airlines also need to have a lower level of what I would call, you know, on-the-spot judgmental attitude. Okay, you go, but you don't go. There are many in the airlines as well who will crawl when asked to walk, who will only ask you how high when you tell them to jump. So the fault lies all over. But unless you create a stringent rule mechanism, you will not allow these people to be punished.
Okay, I want to go across to Captain Mohan Ranganathan.
I don't agree that police action is... Yeah.
Yes, so in just 1 second. So there are rules. But the thing is, are these rules good enough? This is the new barcode, as it were. Level one offense, according to the no-fly list, the norms which have come in after that Shiv Sena MP episode. There was a TDP MP who was also recently involved. He too was allowed to fly. The level one offense includes unruly verbal behavior. Offender could be banned for up to 3 months. But after 3 months, he's welcome to fly. Level two offenses related to physical behavior. Offender could face a ban of up to 6 months. After that, technically, he can be allowed to fly. Level three, life-threatening behavior, like affecting the safety of aircraft, offender could be banned for up to 2 years or more. So technically, there is a possibility of a life ban, but, you know, in 2 years, the man or the woman could be back flying. Now, when I put this through to the civil aviation minister, he said that in all three cases, there could be legal cases which are simultaneously pursued. But as we've seen, airlines rarely do that. So Captain Mohan Ranganathan, in a situation like this, do you believe it was wrong for the airline to allow this man to fly after he said, look, I'm sorry, you let me fly, I'm sorry, I made a mistake?
You know, Vishnu, the same thing was done when that Shiv Sena or the TDP MP did. Just apologizing, they didn't apologize to the staff they insulted or slapped. They sent a letter saying sorry to the managing director. So that was all hushed up. You know, the goons are not allowed to be acted upon because the government needs their support to pass bills and things like that. That is why, you know, that VVIP culture. You know, you used two words in the beginning, crude and uncouth. You know, they're all uncultured lot. Even this guy who was behaving like that with a woman. I think he's the most uncultured lot. And why did the airline allow him? Not because, you know, he said sorry. Because they are worried about backlash of his supporters, his friends and family boycotting. You know, if his father is a big singer and he's got connections in Bollywood, a whole lot of them will boycott IndiGo. So it is a dog-eat-dog policy. They have taken this decision for commercial reasons and let down an employee. Air India did the same thing for their managers earlier, and IndiGo did it for the TDP MP. You know, what I would say is let this guy be offloaded. Let him not travel. Don't, you know, you don't have to ban a guy. You just tell him that we're not accepting you. Your ticket is invalid. You're talking about their employee going to the court every day. Why don't you have a legal team which will defend your employees so that the employee can do the work that he's assigned to? And let the legal team take care of that. You don't have to run to a police station.
I'm just going to run that.
That is a lame excuse.
Captain Ranganathan, I'm going to run that video one more time, and after which I'm going to be joined by Manpreet Sharma. She's a former air hostess who's going to tell us a little bit about some of the nightmares that that cabin crew face on from our flyers. But first, let's play out that video one more time.
Video I'm making with him. What did I use? I did not use. There are 10 people here that know that I started abusing you. When you said don't abuse, you have no right to abuse. I can say whatever I want to say, first of all. I can say, I know everybody was standing there. I know everybody was standing there. You are making this personal, buddy. You are making it personal. What? I was not abusing you initially. You understand? I was making a video with my friend, and I can say whatever I want. Here you go. Egoistic. Look at this guy's ego. He's not going to behave. You're going to offload me? I'll see you in Bombay. Dekho bhai, kabhi na kabhi to pahunchunga na main Bombay. Phir dekh lenge. Phir dekh lenge. Teri chaddi nahi utari na maini, to mera naam Aditya Narayan. You cannot use
So he flew despite that on the airline. This incident, in fact, took place yesterday. I'm joined now on the phone line by Manpreet Sharma. She's a former air hostess. Thank you very much for being with us. Ma'am, how difficult has it been for you personally in having been a cabin crew member for a long period of time in dealing with rude, crude Indian flyers who are sometimes threatening? Can you give us some examples?
Hi, you know, I've been working for 26 years in the airlines before I retired. And it is, I think, an inherent problem with Indian men, especially the rich spoiled brats, who have basically been taught nothing in life except the fact that, you know, with your money, you can do anything. I've personally experienced a lot of misbehaviors and misdemeanors with a lot of people. But this coming from somebody who comes from a supposedly good background has come as a shock to me as well. So, I mean, it is not something which is too unexpected, to be very honest, and I've seen this a lot in my career, but I'm glad that it's been publicized and whoever went through it, I mean, I'm sure she would have been really insulted, but he should be punished. This is no way of talking to any woman, forget cabin crew or otherwise. If this is the way he's been talking to somebody and this has come up, you don't know what kind of a behavior he has with people who actually have no access to media.
Manpreet, how did you personally deal with people who were rude to you personally? How did you deal with them?
See, I am a very strong personality, to be very honest, so I don't take it. I'm working here, but I'm nobody's personal servant. They're not paying me. I'm doing a job, and that's what I'm paid for. And my job profile does not include taking shit from anybody. Pardon my language, but this is how I am.
And therefore, when you did encounter people like this, you told them off directly. Do you feel that... Do you feel that there are others in your industry who, to use your own words, who do actually accept this kind of behavior because they don't want a case or they don't want all this?
They do. A lot of women do actually accept this sort of a behavior. And, you know, there are women who are treated like that. Some people are on contact basis, so they are much more scared to actually put their voice out and, you know, make people understand the fact that they're not supposed to be treated as if they're somebody inferior. But yes, you're right. I have personally called security 3 times in my career because whatever behavior of the passengers were totally unacceptable and out of my control as well. If I can handle it on my own, then it's a different thing. But there's a lot of people who drink and, you know, misbehave with women. There was this one time that I personally encountered that we in Air India wear saris, or we used to wear saris, and it was our uniform. And there's a lot of people who actually touch your waist and, you know, try to be very cheap when it comes to serving drinks and stuff like that. So yes, I have encountered stuff like that. And what Mr. Narayan said, after, you know, knowing his public image, since I do follow Bollywood and singers, is very shocking.
Suhail, you know what Manpreet was referring to there were sexual harassment cases. This is something that has been happening for decades. The behavior of men, louts on our airlines, it's reprehensible. You travel perhaps more than most other Indians in this country. Could you tell us a few examples of how you've seen people getting drunk and wild on flights?
Suhail.
Suhail, go ahead.
Quite frankly, as Manpreet rightly said, it is about the firmness with which even the cabin crew deals with some of these louts. I have always said this, Vishnu, that sometimes, especially our Indian airlines, and I don't mean Air India, but airlines out of India are far too kind than they need to be with some of these rascals who travel internationally. And they keep plying them with drinks and create a situation where they endanger not themselves, but everyone on the aircraft. Having said that, I genuinely believe that unless you have demonstrable punishment and a lack of arbitrariness. See, the problem, I sat on the British Airways Global Board for 6 years. There was no interpretation flexibility. This is the law. Take it or leave it. The problem with India is we allow for interpretation to happen at the ground staff level, at the cabin crew level. I've also seen cabin crew behave in a despicable manner with aged and infirm people. I've seen our own stewardesses and flight attendants of Indian origin treat an old Sardarji couple, a Sardar couple who were boarding the flight from Delhi to London on a British Airways aircraft, behave miserably. So it's not as if only the passengers are at fault. The problem is the passenger has a grievance mechanism to complain against that flight attendant. The flight attendants, poor things, are at the mercy of their employers. Now, having said that, I still believe, not that I've traveled very much on it, but Indigo, Vistara, the new airlines are all good airlines. They're run by professionals. The flight attendants come from good families. And Manpreet is right. The problem in India is we treat everyone in the service business as domestic help. Even domestic help you treat with great reverence. But there is a callousness with which we approach flying. And you ask Parvez Damania started this culture of giving free liquor when he ran Damania Airways.
Vishnu,
why Damania had the maximum number of brawls. Even he will remember.
No, but Vishnu, in 1993-94... one person got drunk, and believe it or not, the government and the DGCA suspended the license of the airline. If they can take such strict action against an airline for a passenger getting drunk, can you believe it? And in this case, you're not going to take any action against the passenger. Just see how the boy was talking. Dekh lunga, Bombay aao, Bombay to pahunch ke dekh lunga. What is this? You are breaking the law, and instead of apologizing, you're threatening it. I mean, this is crazy. And if the airline, first of all, I'll tell you something.
Yep.
The quality of airlines in India is extremely good. We are at par with any international airlines, if not better. The service standards are very high. The staff is very trained. And I'm 100% sure the staff was doing the job, nothing else. See, the low-cost airlines are selling tickets very cheap. So if excess baggage is there, you are supposed to pay. If he was supposed to pay 13,000 rupees, he should have just paid 13,000 rupees. And he was fighting over 3,000. And if he's Udit Narayan or Aditya Narayan, I don't know who. If he's such a hot rock star, why is he cribbing for 3,000? He should just pay it. And I don't think the airline was trying to cheat him in any way. These were the rules, and the staff is supposed to follow rules. Now, if the staff is supposed to follow rules, you're going against them. I think the airline staff is not at fault. This gentleman is completely wrong. And I think the airline is doing wrong by not filing a case.
Okay, so I know Suhail wants to say something before Suhail says. Before Suhail comes in, I want to read out what Indigo has sent in their press release. I also want to mention to our viewers that we've attempted to reach out to Aditya Narayan through his family. We were unable to get through to him. We tried our best to try and invite him to this program. So here's what the airline had to say. On 60258, Raipur to Mumbai, Mr. Aditya Narayan, traveling with a group of five people, was carrying excess baggage of 40 kilos. The amount to be paid for the carriage of excess baggage came to 13,000 rupees. He refused to pay this amount to the female check-in staff member and said he will not pay more than 10,000 rupees for the excess baggage, and also used unparliamentary language with the female staff member. While making a video, he pointed a finger at the duty manager and again used profanity. When politely asked to be civil and not use such language, as there were other passengers and female staff members present, he started shouting even louder and used abusive words, which we are refraining from mentioning over here. We saw some of those. Now, the airline goes on to say, we at IndiGo can at no point compromise the dignity of our staff members or passengers, and yet they let this man go after he apparently apologized. So the question goes back to the same, Mohan Ranganathan, sir. What do you believe, that the airline made a fundamental mistake here by letting this man fly because he apologized?
See, the fundamental mistake, I said, is because they were worried about losing his family's tickets and the friends. Now, they should have offloaded the guy, let him take the next day's flight with some other airline or go by train. But the way to teach these unruly passengers a lesson is to offload them. And if you do that two or three times, you don't need a rule. You just offload them. You don't need, like when I was an Indian airline, there used to be a rule that irrespective of the rank of the passenger, the captain is in command and his decision is final. I could offload a minister, and I've done it to the civil aviation minister. So this is where the airline is wrong.
You offloaded the civil aviation minister.
In India today,
Captain Ranganathan, you offloaded.
Please. I've chatted
with you many times in the past. I never knew about this. Please narrate this story, sir.
No, it was Mr. Shivraj Patel. He came without security in Port Blair. I refused to accept him unless I see him walking through the X-ray machine. And the flight was delayed, and I announced to the passengers that I'll be stepping down because my duty time is getting over in 1.5 hours. And he went through security because I refused to accept him. But I feel that a captain should also stand by his crew. And that is what is lacking today. They're all scared of losing their jobs. Remember that there is a shortage of crew, and a captain can actually help his cabin crew by supporting them and refusing to accept such unruly passengers. And the airline will not throw him out. And this is where I expect a captain to do that.
Suhail, 30 seconds running out of time. You had something to say. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, make this incident worthy of creating an action blueprint. Have demonstrable punishment. Nothing in the world does not allow you to create a retrospective situation with Aditya Narayan. Put him on the no-fly list. Let him be the first civilian to get this dubious honor of being India's first chap on the no-fly list. I hope Gajpati Raju and Jayant Sinha are listening if they're not busy writing articles.
Well, I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us. The disgraceful conduct of some of our passengers on our airlines, that seems to continue. And the sad thing is, it is going to be true until people start paying attention that this behavior is the new normal. It exists. It's gone on for a while. Airlines don't complain, and it's wrong for them not to complain or to take action. But how do you make passengers more accountable for their own behavior? Do we now need to start teaching passengers how to behave when they come to the airport? And if so, who exactly does that? I'd like to thank all of you very much for joining us.